Pet sitters have a unique window into the lives of pet owners. Misnomers abound of what a pet sitter actually does. Missy the cat likes 3 chicken tidbits in the evening, and the Dobermans from Florida can't pee in the snow by themselves. It's Christmas Eve, and after coaxing the Florida Dobermans outside, I fall asleep on the couch watching TNT's 24 Hours of a Christmas Story. I go through the evening pet chores where the Rottweiler now adores me, but initially wanted to bite me. Jenny sat in her crate growling while I told her how much I love dogs. She loved me for life, and when she died, her owner gave me half of Jenny's ashes. This family has their own pet snakes, except one went missing. It might be in the other bedroom. We're not really sure. I check on the boa. The snake looks dead, lying in a perfect squiggle. In the morning, it's in the same squiggle. He's dead. I have to tell the family. It's a tropical snake. It's not my fault. I provided water and misted the snake. I get a plastic bag and place him in the freezer. There's the microwave. 3 forgotten defrosted mice were left behind in a cereal bowl. When I email the owners snorkeling in Mexico, they reply, "Sorry about that little surprise. Extra frozen mice are in the freezer. Please defrost one for the keen snake. Careful, he nips." Pets dying at the opportune time when the owner is away is a risk for the pet sitter, and pet sitters must possess acumen when delivering unfortunate news. A chicken who had met her life expectancy collapsed in front of me during the 1 week I was in charge of the flock of 40. Today it's 39. Notes left for me concerning a cat. Check all around the house for possible poop. Such experiences inspired the "if the sun rises or sets and I'm in your house" flat rate policy. A live London BBC broadcast read my message on the air. $100 a day, blimey. But it's just one cat. From the bowels of pet sitting, I assure you that one cat will miss the litter box. He hides in the client's underwear drawer and requires medication involving a syringe. It will probably only take you 15 minutes. All owners underestimate the time they spend in their pet parent tasks, especially the 2 geriatric cat colony house. My house has nice views and it's a really nice house. The client has confused me with a real estate agent. The pet sitter who regales in evenings watching the sunset with Grouchy the cat. "I was hoping to find a student to hang out and do their laundry," says the voice on the phone with 5 dogs and 3 cats. "But we will be out of town for 3 weeks. Yeah, Italy sounds like a blast. The sunrises or sets rate still applies. Sparky can't be alone more than 4 hours per day. In fact, I project my separation anxiety onto my pet. So can you be here most of the time? I'll find someone cheaper. Stacy, the girl you hired, just canceled. Her boyfriend invited her to go camping last minute. My favorite, if you wouldn't mind. I just moved from Mexico City and the sprinkler system isn't installed for my tropical garden. If you wouldn't mind. My daughter's pet rat is sick. I'm sure she'll hang on until we get back from Hawaii. But if something happens, would you mind?" Pet sitters recall the Big Lebowski. The dude abides. If the sun rises or sets and I'm in your house, it's $100. Besides, your pets give me 4 paws up. Thank you.